This first Sunday in the new year, thank you. We can declare that we are all alive to see each other's glory and praise to Jesus give for his redeeming grace. Amen. Let's start today's message with a quick declaration, one to the other. Tell your neighbor, this year will be a blessed year for you. Amen. This year will be a blessed year.
This year will be a blessed year for you.
This year will be a blessed year for you.
This year will be a blessed year for you.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. God is good. God will restore you. Amen. God will give you back whatever you believe you have lost. Amen. God will make you an overtaker in the name of Jesus. Somebody receive that. Glory to God. Woo! God will bring back to you what is yours. And I declare that you will sing again. You will shout again. You will smile again. Joy will be your portion for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Somebody receive that with a clap of praise. Your clap of praise should be better than that. There are many, many promises of God in the Bible. Yes? And I'm sure all of us should know a promise in the Bible. Okay? Now I'll give you 1 second to preach your sermon to your neighbor. Just tell them one promise that comes to your mind. If you forget, just smile. Some of you are smiling and coughing. Okay, that's fine. Praise the Lord. Now that this has come to an end and your cough has stopped. Some people, the moment I say, tell your neighbor about the promise, they begin to Amen. Now that you have finished coughing, can you now tell the promise? Don't you smile. There are many promises in the Word of God. And when our Bible study starts sometime in January, I will be taking the first session entitled The Promises of God. Amen. So we will explore. But today I just want us to focus on what I call the P factor. Somebody say the P factor. The P factor in terms of the promises of God. And I mean the promise of God's presence, P. The promise of God's peace, P. The promise of God's provision, P. So presence, peace, and provision. Glory to God. These are promises. Some of the promises that God has given us. A promise made real. Hallelujah. The word of God says, somebody say, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. Somebody shout glory. The promise of God's presence. He goes with you. Do not be terrified because of them. Whoever they are, your enemies, your oppressors, don't be terrified. Because whom God has blessed, no one can curse. Lift up your head high and glorify God. Because God has promised you of his presence. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Please encourage somebody. Say, God will never leave you.
Nor forsake you.
Okay, let's move on swiftly because of time. From presence, the promise of God's peace. Somebody repeat after me.
You will keep
in perfect peace.
Those whose mind
are steadfast. Because they trust in you. Hallelujah. All you have to do, trust and obey, for there is no other way. He will keep you steadfast. My peace, he says, I leave with you. My peace I what? I give to you. Not as the world gives. Therefore, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The peace of God is God's gift to you. Hallelujah. Peace like a river. Come on now.
Peace like a river in my soul.
Oh, one more time.
Amen.
No matter what goes on around, God will give you his peace. Nothing in all creation will be able to take that smile from you. Amen. God's presence, God's peace, and God's what? And God's
provision.
Mr. Green, let down your nets one more time. It's a new year. You may have tried, but for how long you've been waiting, for no matter how long you've been praying, your time has come. Woo! All we have to do is to be obedient to the word of God. The Lord said to the disciples, let down your net one more time, and you will see my provision. It's not over for you, for me, or any of us. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. God will provide. He is not tired of providing. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! The P factor. The presence, the peace, and the provision. One more time. The presence, the peace, and hallelujah. Somebody say, my time has come.
My time has come.
My time has come. Glory to God. Who got that water there? Give that water. I'll give it back to you. I will be drinking it. Who will come for this water? I know who will come. I know who I'm going to. I know. Anna, tell your husband to keep his eyes steady, yeah? I'm not coming to him again. Praise the Lord. God is good. The presence, the peace, and the provision. My time has come. My time has come to rise up. Glory to God. Woo. This year you will rise.
Amen.
This year you will rise.
Amen.
This year I will rise. This year we will rise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whoa. All we need to do is to reset our minds and let us remind ourselves of who we are. Why die of thirst when your Father has the fountain of water? Woo. Glory to God. If you want to rise this year, give God a clap of praise. There is something that the prodigal son said. He said, I will arise and go to my father. Woo! There needs to be some movement. Hallelujah! There needs to be some movement. I need to arise and come to my senses. You know, When the choir leads us, please listen to the song. The things I used to do, I do them now. The place I used to go, I go there now. I will arise, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will come to my senses. And I will come and say, Father, I have sinned against thee. And I am not worthy to be called your friend. Your clock is too fast. Okay, Monica, I don't know where you are going, but come. You volunteered yourself. Come. Came from where she was, she came to the Lord's room. That was the only time the water. And that would be the only time she would receive a welcome from the Father. Welcome back, my son. Welcome back. This new year, who wants to return? Who wants to arrive and return back to the Father? It's your time to arrive. Go where you are going. God bless you. I give God a glory clap. Give God a glory clap. Somebody say it's my 15 minutes gone?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Just give me 2 more minutes. 1 minute, it's my time to shine. You got it, thank you. Say somebody.
It's my time to shine.
God will make you shine. Don't underestimate yourself. There is something that Mordecai said to Esther. He said, God appointed you for such a time like this. Tell your neighbor, God has appointed you.
God has appointed you.
For such a time.
For such a time.
Like this.
Like this.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. And the last minute, I want to use to admonish God makes his promises and God keeps them. Amen. I may expound on this in the Bible study, but I just want to remind you, when we are making promises to each other, let us uphold the character of God. God does not lie. Please, when you make promises to each other, don't fake promises. Don't lie. Don't manipulate. Be real. Be honest, be genuine. Don't try to impress. If you ask me how I will define a man, I define a man by someone that makes and keeps his promises. Amen. God bless us all. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. And so, loving God, we come to you today, thanking you for your promises to us. And as we make our promises to each other, help us to avoid empty or manipulative promises. Your word says it is better not to make a vow, a promise, than to make one and not fulfill. In Ecclesiastes 5:5. This is our time. Hold us in your hand and lead us all victorious in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen.